Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy. Thank you so much for being here with us this evening. Right now in Studio 2A, we got the Tucson Toros setting up. Duncan just came in here, gave me the thumbs up. Those boys don't need a sound check. We're going to get to rock and roll right now. Again, you're listening to Locals Only. We kick it over to Studio 2A for the Desert Toros. Yeah. Let's not tell the skin crack. 91. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy, and I am coming to you live from Studio 2A with Tucson's own Tucson Toros. Thanks for being here with us, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It was a long road to get here, a lot of stairs to get up here, but we're here now.
A lot of traffic cones.
It. Yeah.
Can't get me started.
Why don't you take it around the horn and introduce all these guys?
Yeah, okay. I'm Fred, singer.
I'm Dave. I'm the drummer.
I'm Andy. I play keys.
I'm Nando. I'm rhythm guitar.
I'm Jeffrey. I play the bass guitar.
I'm Dustin. I play guitar.
And together they are the Tucson Toros. Thanks again for being here, guys. So I know we've heard of super bands, super groups. You guys are kind of a super group. You guys have been all in different collective or different bands around town for a while.
Yeah, what's that like? There's like superhero teams and then there's like that second tier superhero team.
Justice League or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
we're like the third one.
Yeah.
You guys formed this during the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken. It was back in 2020 when you guys put this together?
No, it was prior to that. We were actually in this room in 2018 or 19, I think, for our first EP release before we added Jeff on the bass.
Yeah, it evolved during the pandemic. You know, we kind of switched some things around. Yeah.
I would think I was like calling into band meetings from California when I was living on the side of a farm.
Yeah.
Not knowing what my future would look like.
Yeah, and he kind of took off during the pandemic and we weren't sure what we were going to do. I was playing bass originally for the first couple years. We put out a couple EPs as Toros. And then we wanted to fill it out more with Andy being gone, so I hopped on guitar. And then we brought in Jeff. He was a friend of ours. And then we kind of just took off from there. And then we just started working on an album, worked on it for a few years, and here we are.
Was that a big leap for you to go from bass to, or you've been a guitarist before?
I mean, I was writing pretty much all the guitar anyways and the bass. And I kind of wanted to open it up and write with dual guitar anyways. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of worked out.
Yeah, sounds good. Seamless.
Yeah. Yeah.
So besides being in other music bands, you guys are veterans. Do you have something to do with the recording of this album as well? Or did you take it somewhere else to get recorded?
Yeah, we did it all in-house. I basically engineered most of it. And then Fred did all the vocals at his place. Mm-hmm. And I think we've done the two EPs and the album like that. But this album was really cool because we got to do it live, some of it live at least. It was drums and bass. I think it really did capture that vibe that we were trying to go for. Whereas before we were more meticulous about, like, you know, fixing the drums and quantizing and things like that. So this is a lot more organic, and I think what Toros was supposed to be from the first place, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of easy to, you know, when you are taking on yourself, you don't have to watch the clock and spend the money to start messing. And
for sure.
Sometimes you can mess the life right out of it, but that's not what I heard, or more importantly, not what I felt when I heard that.
Yeah, we definitely took our time, made a couple kids in between, you know, took a couple 6 month breaks, this and that, but yeah, we got there.
We do our best, life does the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Well, awesome. We're gonna talk some more. I want to get back into the music, but we're gonna talk a little bit more about the recording. You got a show coming up we're gonna touch on, but let's just hop right back into it right now.
Cool.
You're listening to Tucson Toros coming to you live from Studio 2A on KXCI's Locals Only. Real people, real radio.
Bye.
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. Real people, real radio. You're listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy, and I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with the Tucson Toros. If you're just joining us, they just put out a record back in January. Mm-hmm. Teeth on the Board. Got them here now to talk about it some. So, you guys say you're a self-proclaimed stoner rock band.
We but did that.
That's what it says here.
Who said that?
Desert rock.
I may have said that.
But I mean, I also hear, I mean, there's a lot, it's kind of eclectic. I mean, I kind of hear some like 90s Chicago type of punk, post-hardcore. Did you guys, are y'all cut from the same cloth, or you come from different backgrounds and it just makes this mix happen?
A little bit of both, I think, you know?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we all are pretty eclectic in our tastes, in what we listen to and what we do want to perform. But I don't know if that was ever conscious. We just kind of showed up and wrote some songs together.
Yeah, I think we just really like revolve around Dave's double kick drum.
I only listen to Slayer. But yeah, there's a ton of 90s in there. We can't get away from it. I mean, we all grew up in the 90s, and we just kind of gravitate towards it.
You know, I'm kind of surprised. Like, my niece, she's in her early 30s. Like, it's not really... I'm kind of dating myself by saying that, but there's so many kids who are, like... There's just a lot of good music that came out.
It's, like, it's good. It's like the classic rock that we grew up with is now grunge. That's depressing.
I see kids wearing JNCOs, and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, JNCOs and Nirvana.
That was me.
Yeah.
But they think Nirvana's a brand. They don't realize it's a band.
Yeah, we're talking about our contemporaries, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Hello there, fellow kids.
I met a 16-year-old... like 3 months ago. It was a friend's, like, son's friend or whatever, and he was just like, I'm so into the Jesus Lizard, have you ever heard of that?
Ooh,
and I was
awesome.
Just like, I'm
happy for that.
That's kind of a deep
more
hole
of you on the front lines.
All right, thumb screws, let's go, dude.
But yeah, also during that first break, you said that you guys recorded this yourself and that you took time doing it. And then I just read here that you took 6 months to do it. I take more than 6 months to do my laundry.
Oh, that might have been a little misleading. It took much longer than 6 months. 6 months might have been
pre-production.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we tracked bass and drums in
2 days.
2 days. Everything kind of happens in like 2 days, but arranging those 2 days during that time period was difficult, but I mean, we finally did it and released it. I mean, everything we do takes a long time.
I'll say, kind of going back to your previous question about like our musical backgrounds. Like, I've never been in a band this heavy before. So for me, recording vocals, like, we have EPs out previously, and I feel like that whole time I've been trying to find my voice with this band. And with this one, pandemic being part of it, like, so much of us were spending so much time on our own, and part of the reason why I recorded most of the vocals by myself was just to experiment with, like, what my voice can do.
Yeah, yeah.
And find what I think fits with what we do musically. So that ended up being a long process. Yeah,
and we got heavier too once we added Jeff and got me on guitar and stuff too. Because the first EP is like fairly chill, you know. Like, I don't know,
so chill.
I don't think there's any double bass at all.
Yeah,
just flares.
And was that a challenge for you, stepping into something that was heavier than you were used to?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of why I wanted to do it, was to try something totally different. I remember the first few times we performed, like, I usually have this guitar in front of me, so it's like this barrier between me and the audience. So to like not have that and just be like, all right, what do I do with my hands? You know, was a really interesting learning experience, and like gaining comfort just like being on stage without like something to, like, I don't know, separate myself from the audience from.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big challenge for sure.
Yeah. Well, you definitely bring something to it. You have a very melodic voice, and it's not easy to do what you're doing melodically like that without blowing your throat out.
Oh, it's about to blow out.
If you don't mind me asking, I want to talk. We talked also a little bit in that first set about things that got you here, like during the pandemic, before you were doing the band before the pandemic, but and how life changes. You had some kids, and sobriety has played a part in this new chapter, or since the band formed.
That's not everybody, but yeah.
There's a bunch of us had kids. I'm the only sober one.
Yeah. Okay.
But we thought that played well in the press release.
That's hilarious.
I'm like more than half sober.
He's pretty sober. He drinks. We crush NAs at practice together.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a lot of dialing back, I would say, from, I mean, yeah, old band room days where it's like, who should bring in a case of beer? Yeah. Now we're like talking about infrastructure and You know, drinking NA beers and LaCroix and stuff. And like,
why is 22nd closed? Yeah,
like, I got to get out of here. I got to get up at 5 a.m. You know, like, we're all just adults now. We're all, like, in our 40s and I don't know.
Yeah, but you got to prioritize things, different things just to keep it, keep the rig on the road heading down.
I mean, it's incredible we've been able to stick together for this long. You know, bands can kind of be time bombs. So it's pretty cool we've been able to stick it out for, you know, 7 years. So
especially with six guys. I know it used to be five, but that's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. Like, it's really hard to keep that together. But also, I think that comes with age. You know, when I was in bands when I was younger, it was like, I hate everyone in this room, but I love the music. And then it got to a point where I'm like, I'm going to go hang out with my friends and some songs might happen. You know, but when you can meet that medium, it's
That's smashing. A good point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do think it takes a lot of listening, a lot of patience. I mean, it's not magic. Yeah. It's hard work. Yeah.
We bicker.
Yeah, it happens.
It's black magic.
Yeah, we've had our moments.
We almost break up every practice. We're going to break up after this. Yeah.
Depending on how the last three songs go.
Yeah, it's going pretty good so far. Yeah.
Well, we'll make sure we have that on tape. Yeah.
You know how some of like the best TV shows are always on the verge of cancellation? I feel like maybe that's where we're like...
Right. Yeah. It comes back. So did you guys, from what I was looking at with the older EPs, it was just Toros. You added the Tucson recently just for this album? Was there a reason for that? It's because of the baseball team's gone now?
Do I want to talk about that?
Well, there was an obvious reason that was there are tons of Toros on streaming services.
Okay.
So this was a way to differentiate the band for those who use streaming services to try to find us.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I didn't know if it was a baseball thing because the baseball Toros were
the crack of the bat.
Well, I mean, it's definitely a callback to that, you know, but I mean, people still call us Toros and that's fine. You can call us Tucson Toros, call us Toros, it doesn't matter.
Desert Toros.
Or Desert Toros.
Desert Tortoise too. I don't care.
That suggests longevity.
Yeah. Let's do this band for 160 years. The Desert Tortoise.
So you did mention, I asked you, but I already forgot. I think it's in April is when your next show is. You got a show coming up sometime soon.
April 18th. We're calling it Space Fest. The logic behind that, we have a practice space that a lot of bands in Tucson actually share. So we wanted to play a show where all of us share the stage. So we're calling it Space Fest for practice space, Space Fest. There's going to be 7 bands at St. Charles. It is a free show. All of our cuts are going to be donated to a local mutual aid group to help just feed the unhoused. So yeah, April 18th. Should I list all the bands?
It's Community on Wheels too.
Yeah, they don't know that yet, but now they do.
that's the charity.
I'm pretty sure they'll take our money. So let's see. We got Mr. Limousine, Shutter Kong, Toros, Laser Dad. Who am I missing?
Guardy.
Got Bit. Mastodonna. Anybody else?
That was it.
That's it. We're all going to play at St. Charles. It's going to be super fun. April 18th.
That's a pretty big lineup. Is that like a during the day into the evening thing, or is that all?
Yeah, we literally like booked it yesterday. But we're thinking it's probably going to start at like 6. They're going to be quick sets, like 25, 30 minute sets. There's only 3 drummers for that 7 bands, and we all share gear, so there's going to be no changeover. So it's just going to be really like 5-minute, 10-minute breaks in between sets. We'll see how it goes.
That's nice, except for the drummers involved.
Yeah, it's going to be
double duty.
It's going to be rough.
Yeah. All right, so April 18th, you got a show. I'd imagine, as we just established, you all got families, you got kids. Is there any touring in the works or in the hopes?
No, we can't even get to, like, Phoenix or Phoenix.
Yeah. We are a Tucson band, hence Tucson Toros.
You're doing a residency. You're bringing the world
If anybody out there listening wants to try to get us to leave Tucson, I dare you.
That's great. All right, let's see, what time is it? For all those out in radio land, Studio 2A is a very small, intimate room, and including my skinniness, there's 7 of us in here. So I'm craning my neck, I'm looking around trying to see people, and I can't even see the clock. What time is it?
9:42.
9:42. Let me shut up and get back to the music. You guys got three more songs, and then we'll recap it on the way out. But for you just joining us, you're listening to Tucson Toros coming in live, Studio 2A, KXCI, Locals Only, Real People, Real Radio.
Scream the words in mind. Now to me, I miss. Yeah.
91.3 Kicks, yeah, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You just heard from the Tucson tour. I was coming to you live from Studio 2A. If you're just joining us, they got a brand new album out, Teeth on the Board. You mind if I ask, what's that title? Where's that come from? What's that all about? Where's that?
I'll take this one. There's a book called Grace of Kings. It's a four-parter. It's really good, and it's in the third book, and we don't have enough time for me to explain the whole entire story, but go read the book, the Dandelion Dynasty. Me and Jeff book clubbed it. Nobody else knows what we're talking about in the band.
I tried to read it.
That's all right.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
We thought it sounded cool. All right.
Yeah, I said something and everyone was like, that's not the worst thing I've ever heard. So that could go on our record.
I kind of think that's cool, though. It's like leaving breadcrumb trails for people to go deeper into the music and where things come from and originate. But new album, Teeth on the Board, got a show April 18th at St. Charles. It's going to be a free show, yet it is going to benefit what?
Community on Wheels.
Community on Wheels. Do you know what that is? Like, what is what they facilitate?
Yeah, they basically get together and they provide meals for houseless folks.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, nice. And other materials as well if they have them on hand.
All right. Yeah. Cool. All right. April 18th, St. Charles, 7 bands, shared drummers. It's going to be a good time. Let's see. We got 4 minutes left. Do you got something under 4 minutes? Or just a jam?
It's just a jam.
Well, do you guys want to just?
What do you think this is?
Just try Master of Puppets?
Gambler.
All right, we can try Gambler.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, God.
All right, we're going to be finishing up with Tucson Toros. And then we're going to be kicking it downtown for Night Interlude. Please stay tuned for that. All right, they're going to cut you off at 9, so, or at 10, rather. So.
Play it really fast.
Do it.
Golden conversations. Ooh, let's talk about the falling out your mouth. Can't understand what you're saying. You got tears filling up my ears now, dear. Future out your well, yeah, no future without your help. Silly little thing, you forgot the world's cold. No one really cares if they kept it at all. Take the seat, it's kind of hard, baby, for your life without some tea. Well, eyes now, what it lead, ain't a bleed. The broken fingers, that's your bow in your knee.